It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It is 30 minutes after 12. It's time for us to get into Ask a Pastor. Good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. We are live until 3 o'clock. My name is Nayelu Pondwana. It's a Wednesday, right? Yeah, I think it's a Wednesday. I could be mistaken, but it feels like a Wednesday. And we have another question which requires a pastor's answer. Pastor Abram Piri will be joining us on the line to talk to us about yet another question that a listener has. If you're one of those listeners who have these deep questions that require a deep answer, please feel free to send your questions. We'll find a pastor who's going to answer your questions for us, because we are not pastors, you see. We're just people. Just an elder, nothing more, nothing much. That's why we need an actual pastor, a person who has gone to theology school, a person who has spent 4 years studying theology and reading their Bibles, so that you can get the answers. Our question for today is, while in the desert, Jesus rejected the temptations of the devil. He didn't censor or kill the devil. So why are Christians so in favor of censoring or condemning many earthly temptations? We have Pastor Abram Piri joining us on the line to give us some perspective and answer this question. Pastor Piri, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for having me today again.
So our question, as you've heard, while in the desert, this person says Jesus rejected the temptations of the devil. However, he did not censor the devil. He did not kill the devil. So if Jesus didn't do that, why are Christians so in favor of censoring people or condemning people here when they are tempted on earth? Your answer, Pastor.
Yeah, very interesting question. And from this, so I'll answer it based principally on how I've understood, especially the last part of it, or probably here's my perspective, and then probably we can have a discussion. Many times Christians seek to address earthly temptations with a bias on biblical teachings that emphasize holiness, righteousness, and pursuit for life that honors God. So basically, that's where it's coming from, this desire for holiness, righteousness, and pursuit to live a godly life that honors God. These aspects of Christianity are so crucial. They give us a perspective of what temptations then are supposed to be.
Right.
For example, the call to holiness, the Bible calls believers to live a life set apart from God,
right,
like it is described in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, which says, "But just as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy." So this call to holiness often leads Christians to avoid behaviors and influences that may lead them away from their faith. And number two, for this, it is also a guarding against sin, because you know that if a temptation is not sin in itself, but if someone yields to that temptation, then it becomes sin. And so to guard against sin, like Christ Jesus himself emphasized in Matthew 26, verse 41, when he says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." So this highlights the importance of being vigilant against influences that may lead us to spiritual harm. The third one could be a love for others as well. So condemning certain behaviors comes from a desire to protect others from harm. So Christians are called to love their neighbors, you know, like in Mark 12, verse 31. And may feel that addressing temptations is a way to guide others towards a healthier and more fulfilling life in Christ. The other aspect of this is actually the example Christ himself gave us. So while Jesus engaged with sinners and showed compassion, He also called people to repentance, Luke chapter 5, verse 32. So his interactions often challenged individuals to turn away from sin and to embrace a new life. So Christians may see their role as continuing the call of repentance and transformation. But just as a way of summary, you will see that while Christ engaged with the world and showed grace, Christians believe in the importance of living according to God's standards and protecting themselves and others from the potential harm of earthly temptation. So the goal is not really to condemn for the sake of condemnation, but to guide towards a life that reflects God's love and holiness. This is the perspective and fullness that I bring today. I bring you in on this question.
I hear.
It's not really condemnation, but just to guide, purposely based on the biblical principles. Yeah.
For those who are listening, I want us to get into the text that this person is referring to and then see if the person's analysis is actually accurate. It's found in the book of Matthew, chapter 4. The book of Matthew, yes. Chapter 4, begins by saying, then, and I'm reading it from the New International Version. In fact, let me just read from the King James Version. I was reprimanded by another minister saying, Naya, why do you like the NIV? It's unholy. And I thought, okay, fine. I disagree with that view, but I'll interchange sometimes NIV. I'll read from the King James Version today, right now. It reads, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered, which means he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verse 5, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 7, Jesus answered unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Full stop. I'm going to leave it right there, Mfundis. Here, yes, the person is making a very interesting observation, which I don't know whether you agree with the person asking the question. The person says, while in the desert, Jesus rejected the temptations of the devil, and he didn't censor or kill the devil. While he did not kill the devil, that's true, but he did censor the devil.
Yeah.
Where do I get that from? Verse 10 says, then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan.
Get thee hence, yes.
So Jesus did not only reject him in the previous verses, but he did not want to hear what the devil is saying the third time around. He not only did he reject him, but he told him to get away from him. So that is a form of censorship, not being willing to hear the devil out. But this person is suggesting that Jesus didn't censor the devil. Your response there, what is your take? Am I overanalyzing this? Is the person right? What's your take there, Mfundis?
Yeah, so Mfundis, you're actually right. You're on point there. And so this is what it is. So it's not really true that Jesus didn't censor. He actually says he condemned them. In fact, from his own example, the Bible even tells us in James that resist the devil and he's going to flee away from you.
Right.
Just as from his example, he censored get thee behind.
Right.
Because actually, there's a danger in always entertaining you know, the thoughts of the enemy and stuff like that, that
Right.
may eventually lead us into sin,
Right.
which we do not, because sin itself separates us from God.
Right.
And so it's true for this, what you're saying. I agree 100%. Christ actually censored
Yes.
the devil, and he wants to actually also censor, because the other thing is dangerous. We can play around with fire and then hope not to be burnt
Absolutely.
With it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so then this question is predicated on that erroneous depiction of what happened in Scripture. Because if the person is going to move from the premise that God or Jesus did not prohibit speech, and yet in verse 10, Jesus did prohibit speech, then the very premise is incorrect of the question. Then the question follows, so why are Christians so in favor of censoring or condemning many earthly temptations? Again, the phrasing or the construction of the question suggests that this is a resolve of the Christians, and yet Christians are merely following the orders and following in the footsteps of Yeshua. Is it correct
Sure.
to suggest that it is the resolve of Christians, as opposed to being Christians being obedient to the leading and prescripts of Jesus?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. I couldn't agree more. Because you see, the fact that the master himself showed an example of how to treat the devil, we are to follow through is example as well on how to avoid temptations
right.
that way, the sense of the evil one.
Right.
And so on. So we do well to heed the master's voice, because
right.
he's a perfect example who overcame him.
Right.
And so we are following the one who overcame. And if we don't follow that example, we'll be swept away
Absolutely.
By the enemy. So obedience to God's command in regard to temptation is very crucial for us as followers. Besides, Christianity means to be like Jesus, you
right,
know,
right.
like Christ. So following
right.
through his footsteps. So what he says, it becomes law unto us for us to be victorious, just like he gained victory
Absolutely.
Over the devil.
Absolutely. Pastor, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Really appreciate you. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Sure. For this, have a wonderful day too. Thank you so much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.